just go quickly. Just to fix my memory. And as you all know, I am determined as ever to clear my name. And I have been successful with 3 high court judgments in my favor already. I put my faith in the independence of the judiciary behind us. Our judiciary has shown in the past that they will not hesitate to act against any excesses from anyone. And I respect the independence from the judiciary. That's why I'm back here today. What I'm challenging today in the review is how come the same company, Bowman's, conducting the same investigation, investigating the same charge, can come to 2 different conclusions. That is why I'm here today. And now that I have turned to the court once more again, I wish to inform the public that I will be resigning today, effective 1900 hours tonight. I have declined many public representative positions offered to me, including being a minister, a MPL, a member of parliament. I have declined those positions because my fight was for fairness and justice and never about a position. That was my fight was all about. Now, it's really, this whole saga has been very disappointing. But I want to say to the people of the city of Cape Town and this great country that those of us who have fought very hard for this democracy and respect people's rights, that anyone who's violating your rights, you should stand up for your rights and you should stand up for justice and fairness. And so, also yesterday, where's my friend, Mr. Farr? Yesterday, the speaker announced already that I have resigned, which he was lying. It was a blatant lie. You know, he's also singing for his supper now.
Yes.
Because they've also asked him to leave by the end of December. So here is my resignation letter. Can somebody give me a pen? This is my resignation letter that I'm going to sign now. And it's dated, I can read it to you quickly. Dear Mr. Speaker, I note that you have jumped the gun yesterday by announcing that you have received a resignation letter from me. That letter, dated the 4th of August, was not addressed to you, Speaker. So that was a blatant lie yesterday. And please note that this is my official resignation from the city of Cape Town as the executive mayor, effective from 1900 hours on the 31st of October. I have spent more than 7 years of my life devoted to the success of the administration of this city. Because of this, the people of this city, this great city, deserve nothing less. And it's for this reason that I can vacate my position in the knowledge that I have given everything. Everything I've given all the time. And despite the effort to tarnish the work of my hands, I remain resolute to serve my country in any capacity because I know that the truth will prevail. And so, this is the real resignation letter, not the one that the speaker claimed that he got yesterday already. I want to end by thanking all Catonians for all the support that you've given me over the years. I want to thank the residents for their prayers, for the messages of support. Thousands of people have contacted me and are supporting me.
Amanda.
I also Amanda. Want to thank the
do I not go alone?
Yeah. Wait. I also want to thank the administration of the city that are working tirelessly day in and day out And then I want to also thank my staff who have been very loyal to serve the people of the city of Cape Town. But I will now take 2 weeks leave. I will now consult with my family, and I will make an announcement in the next 2 weeks as to what I'm going to do with the next phase of my life. I'm prepared to serve my country in any capacity. This certainly is a bend in the road in my career, but it's certainly not the end of my career. Those idiots that have continued to smear my name in public, I will clear my name in public, and I will make sure that I invest whatever little money I have to make sure that I clear my name. So thank you to Cape Town, Baie Baie Dankie, and Nkosi Kakul, and Sukran. I am also...
I'm coming to surprise you.
Wait, I'm also resigning as a member of the Democratic Alliance. I can no longer stay in this abusive relationship. When people abuse you, you must walk away.
Yes.
Where you have to work with people who are throwing dirt at you on a daily basis, you walk away. Because I have been fighting from a very young age in my life. But I've never, and I've always fought for a cause. I've always been fighting for the people of this country, especially the poor and the vulnerable. My fight has never been about personal gain. So it's not about a position as mayor. It's not about a salary. I've always said that I'm a public servant. I'm there to serve the people of South Africa and not to be served like some leaders. So it's my long walk to freedom. After 18 months, I'm free. Free from oppression. It feels like that day when we got our freedom on the 27th of April 1999. Today, again on the 31st of October 2018, I'm free. I'm on!
Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on